one cares.
Nobody fucking cares.
No one loves us.
Listen.
Could you imagine if we just did that?
Why don't we hear change right now?
We do hear change.
No, we don't.
Can you hear me? Yo. Please don't make me.
Oh, man, this is great.
Do not make me start yelling, because I promise you I will.
I love that the microphone's not working. Well, Lughead.
Yo.
I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Check.
What did you think? While we have DJ Change in the background going, change.
Yo.
Lughead, what did you think of the halftime show?
I mean, I thought it was going to start out a little
different. We need more shots, bro.
I thought it was going to start out a little different, but.
What did you think it was going to begin as?
I thought it was going to go slow into upbeat, but he came out and then went down.
Did he really?
Yeah, he came out a little like mediocre and then went down to the slow and then came up with
I think he should have just began with
I thought he was gonna start because he was bringing out Luda and Lil Jon.
Peace
like,
up, Eight Town Down. Boom, 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 boom. Started, right there.
I thought he was gonna start out with like the slower shit and then.
Because you and Change were having a little bit of a debate. Change is like, he's just got to go out with A-Town.
Bro, he has to start hard, bro. You know, he has to go in. And so, for one, let me start by saying this.
Yeah.
The other two DJs that are in here are very respectable and legendary DJs.
And so, you are as well.
Man, I try, bro. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm the crazy one, I think, out of, like, everybody.
You're fucking nuts.
I am. I'm a fucking lunatic.
When was the last time you went to bed, Change? you gotta give me the exact date and time.
What's the year?
2024.
Okay, yeah.
2021.
Yeah, sometime last year.
When was the last time you had a full night's rest?
Yo.
What the fuck is that, bro?
You're going to the Hard Rock after this. We're recording Super Bowl Sunday at 11:19.
As soon as we get done, I'm going to the Hard Rock. So.
What are you
gonna
do with the Hard Rock?
Hopefully win some money, bro.
What are you gonna do with that money? Get hookers?
Hookers, blow, buy a car.
It's alleged that you like
lots of blow.
Yes. Right. Flower.
Do you like weed at all, or is it just coke for you?
It's more of the uppers, because, you know,
the
flower slows me down.
Right. Change is the white person of Tony Montana, okay?
Yeah.
Right. It's no timeout, baby. It's full throttle.
No.
Yes.
What's up?
Back to the original question
about the halftime show.
You claim to be this radio expert.
He's like talking like 6 miles.
I worked in radio in the 2000s. Doesn't talk into the microphone. What's up, Lughead?
Producing, not talking.
Exactly.
Push buttons. Don't talk.
Don't be scared now. Go.
Yes, go on.
We're talking about the halftime show.
Okay, back to the halftime show.
I mean, I thought it was going to come out slow and then build it up, but he came out in the middle, and then he brought it down, and then he went up.
Yeah, I wanted some shit from the classic first album. I wanted My Way.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted... He sang, like, the first line to,
Yeah, all of the songs. He sang the first line to all the songs. He only had... So, allegedly, I heard somebody said he was supposed to have 15 minutes, but I think he only really had, like... 10.
That was, like, 13.
Yeah.
It was 10. It really felt like 10.
I said it was...
Oh, yeah, okay. Fuckhead Luckhead said... It was supposed to be 15 minutes, and I believed him because I love this guy.
Do you guys love each other? I can't tell.
No.
They tolerate each other.
That's a good way to put it.
I love his banter. He's very witty. He's smart, and he's an amazing DJ.
Witty is the way to put it.
Witty. Yeah. I think I'm kind of witty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Change, baby.
Relax. We're not going to talk about my past, okay?
I'm just saying you're Change, baby.
Google me, baby. Like I was saying, so we were talking about the halftime show. I think the way he actually started was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And the performance was amazing. Now, y'all can hate me, y'all can be mad at me, but I'm going to say Usher's performance was better than last year's performance with Dr. Dre.
No, that was like 2021.
Last year.
Dr. Dre one happened. That was like 2022.
No,
Jesus Christ, when was the last time you slept?
All right.
I don't even remember who the fuck was last year. Who was last year?
Sometimes extra mozzarella. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sometimes I worry about people that do a lot of cocaine, but maybe Change is like Bender from Futurama who runs on booze. Maybe you just need cocaine, bro.
Talk about whatever. I'm in it. Let's go. Let's do this shit, baby.
Lughead is now wearing he looks like a Lions fan.
Where the fuck did Scarecrow just come from? Where the fuck did they even come from?
Silence who, of the Lamb? That? Silent like, Hill. Silent
like
Hill.
I put on a scarecrow mask.
Ripping skin off bitches.
Where'd you get that?
When I was really fat.
Yeah.
It's the only costume that fit.
When?
And he was just walking around going, where's Rachel?
Get in my belly.
Yeah. Yeah, it was legit the only costume at Party City that This 4X that I can.
Were you doing blow out of that costume too? Were you just like,
there's no way. Trust me, I saw the front of it. There's no way.
He had the insert. Hang on, I'm looking for the inserted straw.
Lughead is wholesome. Lughead is wholesome, bro. First off, Lughead goes on more tours than we do.
Does he?
Okay. Yes,
Panama City.
Yeah, Tulum. Okay, like this motherfucker is well known.
Akron, Ohio.
I like how the inside of this thing is made of like absolute leather, like
as if
putting a burlap sack on your head wasn't enough. We're gonna just put this suffocating
show it on
leather
Hoppy
in here.
TV real
is
quick.
That beef jerky? What the fuck did you got in there, bro?
We're talking about halftime show.
It's a burlap sack, and it's like
you
made, like,
have
a
listened
helmet.
To my podcast because you've been forced to because you're the roommate in this apartment that it's recorded in. So you know how it goes. We can go from one topic to another in a second.
Do we have the statistic on how many times
statistic
was shown tonight?
I can look it up.
Not enough
statistic. How about this? Let's talk about the bullshit ass commercials.
Yeah, that's a good point, Change.
Boom. Thank you.
Thank you for transition.
The, how the commercials were trash.
I think the over was 37 times to be shown.
What, Taylor Boom. Swift?
Yeah.
What's the over-under amount of times you'll talk into the microphone?
Actually, Usher was the opener. Taylor Swift was the main event.
But it's funny.
We got a room full of mutants tonight.
Let's go, baby.
I'm trying to like...
It's okay, baby. Shit happens.
Where's Bill?
Bill, yeah, Bill O'Reilly, let's do it live. Yes.
Change.
Let's go, baby.
I think the commercials are irrelevant now because of the smartphone. Everyone's on their phone during a commercial break. 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago, everybody was watching it because there was nothing else to do. But now everyone's on their phone texting, swiping right.
But the only reason why everybody's on their phone is because the commercials are bullshit. Bro.
How about
the commercials was
when do you think
slow.
It changed? Change.
How about this? The best time that they had the commercials when they had the hello?
How about you talking to the microphone, Change, so you sound like you're there and present?
First off, look, if you can chime in, you can hear
me. He doesn't even like talking to the microphone. Talking to the microphone,
no,
James.
No. The best commercial was the Bud
Light. There we go. Let's go.
Tell me you're old without telling me you're old. Listen.
First off, how about this? Who's the oldest one in this room?
What I want to know is why the fuck was every corporate fucking commercial a fucking PSA? It's like bullying is bad. Wash your ass with Dove. What the fuck do I care?
The feet washing.
Yeah.
Jesus, 37 feet getting washed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Exactly.
God bless
Hallelujah.
America.
How about the one with Zach Braff and the black guy from Scrubs and Jason Momoa where they're singing for cable about cable cords are such a bother.
Yeah, like,
The voiceover. The voiceover is what you're talking about?
I've never been sitting there going, God damn it, this fucking cable box wire is just in my fucking way. All the fucking time. And then they're like how much did they get paid to sing some gay ass shit?
Delay. Like, delay.
And then he does that terrible AI flip. Like, what the fuck?
That was horrible.
That was from The Matrix. You didn't remember?
The fourth one.
The best.
I hate The Matrix.
Watch your mouth. The fourth one
terrible
is terrible.
Movie.
The fourth one's terrible.
So boring.
Get the fuck out of here. The
best commercial was that Nerds commercial where they had the fucking floating Jello dancer.
Well, Nerds Furby is good candy.
What? Flubber.
DJ
Sorry, Furby.
China's in the house, guys.
Oh. Hell yeah. DJ China's here. He's hanging out.
This guy has the meanest poker face.
Pasco County legend. Yo, this guy ran Pasco County.
He kind of looks like the guy from The Hangover with the outfit. Like, remember? Zach?
Chow?
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, with the outfit. You look like you're in The Hangover.
Chow, bro. Chow's the boss. What are you talking about?
No. Zach Braff or Zach Galifianakis when he's walking.
That's
his outfit.
Lughead. Lughead is
no,
Zach Galifianakis.
No, I'm just saying. Never mind. Never mind.
Are you saying that because he's wearing a fanny pack around his body right now?
Yes. Best story of my life.
He's wearing a man satchel and he's wearing a t-shirt. You should like explain what's going on. I'm so glad I just want to use my recording studio room for this bullshit.
Oh, of course.
What a great use. We're going to get famous.
The other day, you were playing music from 20 years ago, and you're like, I've worked too hard to not be famous.
Well, first off, Pez is the legend now.
Tell me you don't feel how I feel.
No, I do.
Which way?
Oh,
shit.
I'm sure we all feel the same way.
Speaking, David. Guess who came to the Super Bowl party today?
I got one.
Former Happy Hour co-host, Alessia.
Yeah, but she's not here to hang out, so it doesn't even matter right now.
I know. She's here for like 20 minutes.
No, bro. She stayed for Mike most of it.
I don't know. I'm just busting balls.
Well, whatever, it's probably whatever. The Super Bowl games. I mean, that's what happened, or the Super Bowl commercials.
Speaking of that game, the 49ers did all they could to win. Literally. Hi, guys. We have microphones in front of our face.
How about the fact that it went down to 7 seconds in the overtime for them to win? Bro. That was for that, as boring as that fucking game was, at least it like went through most of overtime. So technically, we got 5 quarters of football for our Super Bowl.
And I'm sick of the NFL for right now. I'm glad we don't have till September.
Yeah, that was enough. That was satisfying. Like a fucking 4.5 hour Super Bowl. Like, I'm good. That was enjoyable.
You know what I've noticed, boys?
Good.
You know how?
Who betted on the game? How about that? Did anybody bet?
Yeah, Lughead did.
I bet on Usher.
I won $350.
Yeah. How'd you win $350?
Hey,
I bet $179. You won $350.
You bet $179. You won $350. Anybody else bet anything?
Lughead.
There we go.
Talking to the mic. How did your bets go? You did a lot of bets today.
He's fucking coughing his brains out.
I took the Chiefs at halftime money line. I won that.
Of course, you took the Chiefs. He did buy the tequila also. Bro.
My street.
Did you lose everything?
No, he won.
Not a lot, but I took a lot
of liquor. He got the Reposado, bro. Look at here. I polished 2 bottles with this guy. I'm a drinker.
No.
I will never
really
drink.
You're a drinker, DJ Change? I didn't know that.
I mean, Teddy Lee was like 5 people drinking 2 bottles of tequila, so.
No.
Yeah, my tummy hurts. I forgot how much tequila messes it up.
Party would change.
I want to ask my bets. I didn't take any, scores. I took a lot of player parlay.
Did you win any money tonight?
Yeah, I won on the... I took the Chiefs at halftime, plus 260.
Nice. So what are you taking home?
We don't have to do not numbers. I mean, what if you want
to... I'm just curious. I don't know much about
betting.
Did
you bet on the game?
No,
I make enough money to get by in life. I don't have expendable money to bet on millionaire players I'll never meet.
You're the only one with shades on, so obviously you're their superstar. We get it. I understand.
Oh, no. I do that for my anxiety. I'm not better than anybody.
Bro, you're taller than everybody. There's no anxiety.
For what? You're literally on a microphone.
Thank you. They're a celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity.
You look like it.
I just wearing my Hugh Hefner glasses.
Change, go live to your black followers.
Yeah, but I have to plug my phone in. Look at here. I can get the whole Africa.
You know who wears?
Let's run it. Let's go.
You know who
bring
wears sunglasses?
Downtown St. Peter to this.
You know who wears sunglasses on camera? Ugly OnlyFans models.
That's what I am.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's half the Jersey Shore DJs.
Thank God for Reddit.
They wear flower shirts and wear sunglasses.
So I've worked in a variety of talk radio, 102.5 The Bone, sports radio I did. So I have a lot of Facebook friends of radio listeners over the past years. And anybody that was over the age of 40 was freaking out over that halftime show. That was the worst thing I've ever seen. That was awful. Shut the fuck up. We've already seen The Who. We've already seen every band from your era over the past 30 years. They don't even realize that those songs are 25 years old.
They think
it's all recent.
Hey, tell me how you really feel.
It's ridiculous.
No, honestly, Usher and Michael Jackson had the best performance.
Usher killed it tonight.
Why? Usher murdered it. I did not think he should have taken a shirt.
I mean,
off.
Nothing beats Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson blasting through the bottom of the stage like. Psh.
I mean, if you want to consider Michael Jackson to be white for y'all, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Black.
Exactly, I know, but we'll give you Michael Jackson.
You
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is the ambassador
white,
of everybody.
But guess what? We still got Prince.
Chili Pepper show.
Including children.
Still got Prince, bro. Prince murdered it. What are you talking about?
So earlier,
in the ring.
DJ Change was talking to me about how when I'm on camera, I hold my finger up so that we don't talk over each other.
Yes.
And that's why I do that, is because right now, we're all talking over each other.
Who's talking over each other?
One at a time, boys. You're doing it right now, buddy?
No, I'm not.
That's why you're here, Change.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
You're talking to a bunch of guys that have 2 bottles of tequila and 45 twisted.
Yeah, you expect things to be organized over here?
A little bit. Not by much, but by a little bit.
All right, so the first 20 people that meet me at the Hard Rock tonight and give me $100, I will make sure you win. Boom. How about that? Let's do that.
First 5 people to give you a bag of Coke win.
You know, that's a separate group, all right? That's a separate group, all right? You know, we won't meet at the Hard Rock, but...
You'll meet in the parking lot, right?
No,
by Barron's or whatever
the
exit is.
The first 20 people. Look at here. Look at her not hoppy.
Well, yes. Yes.
Don't act like you're too Christian over here, Miss Jose Julio.
I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God.
Exactly. But I know some dirt on you, too, now.
What do you know?
Really?
What? What's the dirt you know about
dirt,
me?
Bro.
Bro,
What? That I went through a breakup or something? What possible dirt do you have?
First off, we all go through breakups.
No, but like, what possible dirt? I'm curious because I don't have any dirt.
Bro, everybody got dirt.
I go to work, I jerk off, and I go to bed. I don't have anything to hide.
Well, maybe you should jerk off to different shit.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Run it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, my God.
No, you fucked up on that.
You know what? I was going to do a commercial read.
You fucked up on that. I cleaned it up.
I'm just going to let the madness talk.
It's probably just not a good idea to do any sponsorships tonight. We're just going to cancel that.
Oh, shit. We're back
Yeah,
on.
It's probably better not to put any companies with this show. Yeah, because I have 8 sponsors on my show, but we should maybe not attach them to that. Anything you want to promote? Do you want to call out some cocaine dealers or what?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about, bro. I like
you like
Red
cinnamon.
Bull.
Yes. That's what you live off of, Red Bull.
Cole 45.
I like Red Bull.
Cole 45, Old English.
What's up? He likes Cole 45 and bad decisions.
All right, yo.
What's your love? What's your love
sleeping for 3 days?
Can we start this over?
No,
we're alive, baby.
We are so far in.
It's too late, baby. You're in it. It happens. All right, we're running.
Change, baby. Change. When you going to bed? 8 a.m. for 2 hours, and go to get up at 10.
What's today? Sunday.
I think it is.
All right, cool. Wednesday.
You're not kidding either.
Running. What are we doing, babe?
Do you ever feel weird driving? Because like when I'm super tired, I hate driving.
But you know what? I also noticed you're very lightweight when it comes to drinking. You only had 2 shots and you were throwing up. So
I wasn't throwing up. I had to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Thank you. So you know, I've been doing this for
throwing up and crying.
I was shitting. If you want to know the details, David.
Yes, sir.
Fucking pizza, chicken, chicken dip.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know you were alive. Hey, how you doing? Oh, they can't even see me. I'm cropped out.
It's a white phone. My shit charges.
I can tell.
You've already been shadow banned like 30 minutes ago, so I wouldn't even worry about it.
Change.
Sir.
They shadow banned you before you even like signed on.
I've been kicked out of a lot of places before.
At least twice.
When's the last time you got kicked out of somewhere? Tell me. I want to hear about the last time you were kicked out.
Bro, actually, like 2 hours ago, I think Lug was trying to kick me out, or Pez was trying to kick me out. I don't know, one of the two.
Is that true, Pez? Were you trying to kick out Change?
Well, of course I was trying to kick out Change. I mean, look at him.
I like Change.
All right, I'm sorry. He hit the flower, and you know,
Change is a funny guy.
What do you mean funny?
In a good way.
Funny looking to you? What do you mean?
Funny how?
Funny how?
Yo, show him the knives. We might have an incident.
I did see knives in your pocket, and then went, okay, I'm not going to mess with Change tonight. Yeah. I was not going to, but when you see the knives in the pocket when I'm setting up the podcast board, I'm like, I see you, Change. Got to protect yourself.
Yo, Change is half Yakuza, all right? You just see the tattoo on his back. Change is Cholo. Yakuza.
Lean like a Cholo, side to side.
Change.
Sir, what? What's going on? Hey, I'm saying what's up to everybody going on live.
It's all DJ Lughead's fans from New Jersey.
Just shut that off.
Hey, everybody on Lughead, I have a do-rag on, so you wear a do-rag, you get some waves. Oh, you want your phone? I'm sorry.
I'll sprinkle on some pecorino Romano.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? My name's DJ Chance. If there's any sexy ladies out here,
hey, sexy ladies, he has Harvey Levin's phone number.
Hey, man, don't tell all my business now, okay? I mean,
you do a very good job on TMZ.
Hey, what you talk about, baby? First off, you're the superstar.
No, I'm not. You are.
You have the shades on. You're the superstar.
I'm doing it because it's a part of me relaxing.
Look,
I'm not
a
superstar.
I need to wear glasses. I have a hole in my fucking eye. Wow. I don't even have my glasses on.
I wear this because I won something. On Halloween, I won best outfit at a kava bar. I dressed up as Hugh Hefner, and I won best outfit. So it's my time. I won something. I never played sports growing up. I never won anything. The one time I won something. You know what? Lughead, sing me a song about the time I dressed up as Hugh Hefner and I won something.
One time, my boy, dressed as you.
Jesus Christ, where is this show going? I love it. I thought the halftime show was terrible.
So, you know, did you really think the halftime show was terrible?
No, I thought the halftime show was the best thing out of
what
the
about
whole,
what about
the
Lil Jon?
What do you think of the game? Give us some sports analysis.
I don't know shit about sports. I was really there for Usher.
Usher. So if
Usher
wasn't
and Taylor Swift, how about
if
that?
Usher wasn't playing, would you not have been here?
No, there would be another artist that I would have known that I would have watched for a halftime.
But let's say you don't know the artist, because very soon Gen Z artists are going to be performing at the halftime show because they're going to run out of I'm just
Yachty?
Saying.
Little Yachty, little Uzi.
I don't know.
Wow.
Billie
Lil
Eilish.
Uzi doing
I don't
a
know.
Halftime show.
A whole AI show. It's going to be.
Billie Eilish will actually.
That's actually
do
a good idea.
Have a good show. A good halftime show.
Next who?
Billie Eilish.
Next year's going to be Tupac and Biggie AI show.
No,
and
I
then
think
they
that's
shoot each other
past. They had Dr. Dre,
and they got the hologram of Michael Jackson coming out too. That would be great.
That would be a dope tribute to everybody.
Can we get rid of Tony Romo and Chris Collinsworth and just have fucking? Terrible. And we can have like AI Madden.
Lunkhead had
Summerall
a very
again.
Good point earlier. I like Romo as an announcer, but it didn't feel right to have him announcing a game that he wasn't even close to getting to. He's critiquing Purdy tonight and Patrick Mahomes. It's like, dude, you fucking couldn't even be a place kicker correctly.
Yeah, he couldn't like even get to like halfway through the playoffs.
Is the commentary actually that more important rather than just watching the game?
That's why you can't have black people on the show.
Bro, you haven't said...
No. I'm going to take that out. That was 21 minutes.
Hey, no. Stop it. Stop it. I've been doing this shit all my life. I'm not worried about a bald motherfucker that looks like Dr. Phil hasn't got anything going on. Trust me. Moving on.
All right,
like I was saying, I'll call everybody out right now. Right,
call him out, Change. Call him out, baby. Come out, Change, baby.
All right, Cat Williams.
Nah, I keep everybody secrets, and that's what I do.
Don't insult him by calling him Cat Williams. The guy's not funny.
Cat Williams actually is hilarious.
He's okay, but he's a little annoying.
First off, who's the funniest black comedian you know?
DJ Change.
Good answer.
Dave Chappelle.
I think Chris Rock's funny.
Dave Chappelle.
Why, because he got slapped?
Dave Chappelle.
No, I've always thought Chris Rock was... I mean, Dave Chappelle's good, but I always thought he was funny.
Really?
I don't know, Eddie Murphy.
Chris Rock. Eddie Griffin.
Eddie
Murphy.
Eddie Griffin's pretty funny. I like Eddie Griffin.
Yes. Come on.
What about Patrice O'Neill?
I mean,
Patrice
that's
O'Neill's
like...
Does he count?
Didn't he pass away?
He died 13 years ago.
But he's raunchy. I love him.
Did he count?
Patrice O'Neill and... Now I got to skip races.
Steve Harvey, not funny.
No.
He's got a good morning show intro for his radio show. Head on. Bill Burr's annoying.
No, he's not. Bill Burr is hilarious.
He was funny, and then he got married, and then he's all annoying now.
Why? Yeah, he got married a black girl?
It has nothing to do with the ethnicity of his wife.
Whipped.
It's just he is just annoying.
Pussy whipped.
He was just different. I've been a fan of him for 18 years. Everybody changes with age, and he just... Ugh.
I will say this. If you're talking about his most recent show that he did at the Red Rock in Colorado...
Colorado? Yeah, I've been there.
Everybody was fucking high. That's the only reason why it... It sucked.
Do you think Shane Gillis is funny?
Yes.
I do too. I'm becoming a fan.
He's good, yes.
Talking about comedians, you know how I like?
Keep speaking to my
who?
I like the Matt Rife.
He's actually funny.
No, I like the way he lets the crowd get involved.
But you know.
Like how he lets the crowd talk shit and then he abuses them.
He got started from Wildin' Out, though.
It's like,
did he really?
Yes.
I didn't know he was on Wild Out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Nick Cannon. He got started from Wild
Out. He reminds me of like old Andrew Dice Clay. Like
Barstool Sports posted a beautiful video of Travis Kelce hugging Taylor Swift.
Aww.
It was just so.
I mean, they're celebrities.
Change.
Every white girl is going to cream their panties over this
change.
One.
Change. Well, I'm telling you.
Let's get on that real quick.
All right. Change.
Travis is the smartest man in the world. She's a billionaire.
Dude,
so,
I'm going to tell
you.
Yeah,
how about him shoving Andy Reid tonight?
How about this?
Sir.
I want to ask Change this real quick.
Oh, boy.
I like to think that I know a good amount about celebrity news, but you are a little more reputable. You've been on with Harvey Levin. So I'm going to ask you this. I want your advice. I really believe that relationship is fake. I don't think it's real. I don't think they're not having sex or hanging out, but I think it's forced.
I don't know. Did you see her knees?
I'm not saying they didn't have sex. I'm just saying I think it's for publicity.
Something's fucking real. If they're actually like banging each other, they actually have to spend like, you know, time together to do that.
Correct.
Like, how long until they break up or do they get married? Could this be the one for Taylor?
I don't know. It's celebrity relationships. So it's usually between 6 months to a year.
I mean, it's going to make another album.
She just announced the album that she's been doing for 2 years.
Boom.
Talking to the microphone.
Like I said.
So she just announced a new album for 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, every time she has a relationship.
Her next album's going to be, Travis, he hurt me.
Yeah. Every time she's in a relationship, she has another album.
Do me.
But all of her songs are singles.
On the rug, please.
Let's talk about heartbreaks. Let's go in the living room.
Talk about heart herpes.
We have a new song that we are releasing on Happy Hour that David was working on earlier. It's called I Love Trash.
Yeah. I Love Trash. It's Taylor Swift's new song. I love trash. It's so disposable. I love trash.
Shake it off.
Yeah. That's literally every single album she ever does.
It's me.
You would know. You play that at your gigs.
It's how much she loves trash.
You know you're at a DJ Pez gig if that song comes on.
Love Story was literally about trash.
That's what my boss tells me every morning when she sees me. She goes, it's you.
First off, is it even safe to actually do like a small segment of like a Cat Williams thing and like friendly call out?
What, we're gonna pretend we're pimps?
No, just call out all of our like DJs.
Nobody cares. Nobody knows who the DJs are.
No,
we're 25 minutes in, but that's a good point.
Can we call out Don Pablo?
About what?
Oh my God!
I don't want to call out people.
It's the fact that we need him here to like talk shit. Actually,
yes.
If I talk about somebody, I want him to be able to be here to defend.
First off, Don Pablo, I feel like is the only person, and Hopper is the only person, and 25 is the only person that can actually keep up with the witness.
Yeah, and I've gotten better. 5 years ago, I was a pushover. Now I don't give a fuck. Which is a blessing and a curse. I almost got banned from TikTok.
I've been banned from Uber, so.
Why? Did you leave a white baggie? What'd you do?
Hey, bro, look, I'm an extremist, so it's
what did you do?
Hey, man.
I have vomited in a few Ubers, so I'm not an innocent angel.
Bro, it takes nothing for me to snap. I'm always a happy person.
But why do you get banned from Uber?
Extremist is
DJ Change, baby.
Bro, extremist is what we're gonna use.
I'm an extremist.
You're a whole
bro.
Fucking scumbag. What do you mean?
I'm an extremist. No, you're a piece of shit. You're a scumbag. Sure. I'm an extremist because I'm very calm.
Listen, yo.
It's
I'll
DJ
right
Lughead
now.
Versus Change
listen,
right now.
Listen, I will tell you right now.
Yes, sir.
I'm a whole scumbag.
I know.
But if you're on my team, you're always gonna win. I've been doing this shit a long time.
Yeah.
And if I fuck with you and I make fun of you and I fuck with you because I believe in you.
Fuck off. So I'm going to No.
Because
no.
I believe in you.
Straight up.
No.
Straight up. Lug and I got into a big ass argument because I really thought he was coming at me. And like,
when? Today?
No. This was like a couple months ago. And Lug is a big dude. You know
Lug's
what I'm saying?
Intimidating.
Like, I can handle like my weight class. But I really thought the motherfucker was coming at me. But
yeah.
Took him a minute, and he was like, no, dude, like, I'm just fucking with you. Like, I actually, like you. I think you're cool.
I told Ryan today.
Yeah.
I said, bro, if I'm not fucking with you, it means I don't like you.
I'm not, bro, I'm not going to lie.
I fuck with my boys, and I want my boys.
My guy over here.
I'm not going to lie. Lug scared me when he was coming at me, because I didn't know that was his, like, that was his demeanor.
I'm afraid of Lughead, too. I'll be honest.
Listen, I started at Nightlife in 1997.
Legend.
I started at the bottom as a barback.
Yeah.
Loading beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my time in.
Yep.
So when I see guys and I don't fuck with you, it means I don't like you. I want all my boys that I fuck with and make fun of, I want everybody to win.
David, what is it like being roommates with this guy?
First off, they both have a condo together.
It's like it's like living with Shrek.
Okay. Bro.
So who's the donkey?
apparently I am.
Donkey.
Wait, what's that movie? What's that movie?
Shrek.
Wait, what's that movie? Will Smith.
With Will
Shark.
Smith?
Shark Tale.
Men in Black.
Shark Tale. Hitch. Movie. I Am Legend.
Hitch.
No. Yeah, Hitch. I'm not living with Hitch.
Did I not just fucking say that? See, you know what? I hate being black, bro. Nobody just listens to me. Right
it's like
me.
Living with
what? Hitch. A
Freddie
pimp?
Mercury. The whole Walking AIDS.
Jesus Christ. I still love it. All right, so
heterosexuals
I mean,
don't get AIDS, you dumbass.
Look, do you ever get jealous when you see hair follicles like around?
Lug. No, I want to ask you.
No, I wax.
So you've heard obviously my show because I'm very loud. You've heard me through the walls.
Who are you?
Do you ever hear the lovemaking of David Pezza? And you have to like put your like pillow over your ears.
No, Chris is like,
no.
That's good.
I highly doubt that because
one time.
What did it sound like?
Does it matter? Because these motherfuckers are professionals. Honestly,
he's Italian.
Pez has
Italian.
The most gigs out of everybody.
No, we Guineas. We already
Guineas.
Know
what does that
what
mean? I don't
like.
Know. Like guinea pigs? What was that?
No,
what
we're that Italians. Mean? We already know what it's like.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm Polish, so I don't know what that
you're
means.
You're Polish?
You're black.
Polish, German,
hey,
Lithuanian.
We can dive deep in some racist shit if that's where we're going.
I'm not in the mood to be racist
okay,
today.
Good.
I don't like being racist.
Are you sure?
I promise you.
Pez got one in the bed and four on the way. What?
That was the quote of Bloodhead's life.
That's what I heard.
I got
he sounds like a horse Joe Biden.
I gotta assess everything before
we
I
have our we have our president here.
Joe Biden?
Oh,
me?
Trump just walked in. How you doing?
Yeah, he's got Trump in him too. He's
first off, they're all lies.
Donald
lies.
Biden.
Lies.
One thing about me. Nothing, Joe Biden.
Lies.
Don't ever consider me a liberal.
You can grab him by the pussy. You can just grab him by the pussy.
You can grab me
we have
the pussy.
President here.
Yo, where's my iced tea?
China.
Speak, President.
Is there an iced tea behind you?
I would like to say that I
this
really,
bit failed.
Appreciate
yeah.
that you guys invited me to this podcast.
I want to address the American people, but I'm coming back. I'm gonna be Biden's.
Excuse me, sir.
Second in command, and then when he gets sent off to hospice, I will be taking over.
No. Who are you, sir? I am the president.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Lughead?
I'm watching.
Choking.
You literally
choke.
Ashley Scott.
Oh, there we go. Come on.
She makes it about her by walking in but not coming on.
Shirt from the Yachts of Tampa.
If you don't live in Tampa Bay, you don't get that joke. And that's quite fine.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
And now for something completely different.
Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's Change, baby.
What's happening, baby?
I like
happening.
I like how Lughead has promoted the show more in 20 minutes than I have the entire time I've been on the show. And
I
yet,
have thought about that.
And yet nobody's watching still.
It is 11:35, 11:50.
It's like your Friday night at parking lot.
Sounds about right, too.
So, Ashley's talking to them.
So we're here.
Are we doing DJ battles?
I'm not on. There we are. So we're here to interview Dave Pez's first Gumad.
Hey.
The number one side piece. Yeah.
What are you doing, Dave?
I think Gumad is such a wonderful like term. It's pretty. It's Italian.
Can we have her talking to the mic, please?
It's romantic.
It's romantic and sweet. How about this?
No, you don't.
Ashley.
It means passion.
Hi, I'm Ashley Scott. I'm a DJ for all the yacht parties in Tampa
Ashley,
Bay.
Her voice is not that deep for one.
It's definitely not that deep.
Talking to the mic,
it's
Ashley.
It's Ashley Scott.
That's what I said.
Yep.
That was very well.
I didn't want to be here.
Literally, you spend your whole life talking at all moments. And the one time you're supposed to talk, you don't talk. At all times, you're talking.
Wait, but now, for yeah, one, at
you.
Least when she does talk, she makes sense. Now, sometimes when you talk, you just banter.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey,
I'm doing
why?
It right now.
Exactly, but you just keep it going. But why?
Yeah,
make
you.
It make sense.
I don't know. Can you imagine being in this brain change?
No.
Change, baby!
Bro, look at here. I've been fired. I've been kicked out. I've been fought before. Trust me.
Why do you
I'm
call,
not the person.
Why do you call yourself DJ Change?
That's a pretty long
You sound
story.
Like a homeless beggar.
You know what? That's
change!
He's late.
Give me change!
He's late.
Okay, David Pez. Why do you call yourself Pez?
Because my last name is Pezza. People just call
very
me
very original. We can
is your last name Change of Rondo? I don't know. Is it Italian?
No, actually, I have four different names, and we won't get into that.
Of course you do. Are you Spanish?
Cuidado, cuidado. Lughead. Why are you called Lughead?
What?
Look at him.
All right, very well. Moving on. Actually, Scott,
I don't even want to
Hopper.
Say
should we ask China while he's called China?
No.
Yeah, look at him.
First off, he's from South Africa.
His eyes look like surfboards.
I'm so uncomfortable now.
When I used to smoke, my eyes get slanted.
Wait, they move more?
Why don't you smoke anymore?
It gives
me anxiety.
Because he always looks high.
He's just perennially
high. First off, who do y'all trust more? A person that actually has fun and gets into some bullshit throughout the night, or a person that stays sober?
You ever hang out with
first one?
You ever hang out with friends who quit drinking? They're like the worst.
And they're
people
so
ever.
Judgmental.
Yes, and they like take out their phone and they hold it awkwardly.
It's like, well, maybe if you had like, you know, moderation, you'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. Or they wear sunglasses at night.
Oh,
and they
God.
Put their friends on his show.
You asked during the Super Bowl to have us do a show, but now that you're sobering up, you're projecting it onto me when
first
you're the
off,
one that wanted to do it.
I am not sobering
too
up.
Bad.
I am still drinking.
Too bad we ran out of tequila. Yo, if we make it in like 6 minutes, we can get another bottle.
Well, we can get it. We're going to the Hard Rock still.
1 o'clock. I know. Right. I thought it's midnight.
It's 2 o'clock in Pasco. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock
here.
All right, look here.
Yes.
We're going to the Hard Rock. Everybody, we're all going to the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Hoppy.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not going to.
Yeah,
that
we
job.
Took the Indians' land. Are they going to go and take
hey,
your
man,
money?
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to win some goddamn money when I get there. Anyway, shout out to the Hard Rock Casino for being a sponsor for the show.
He's going
to
be like, I'm going to put half my money on white.
David, speaking of the Hard Rock.
Oh, wait, they don't
David,
have that.
David, this is me and David talking for a second. David, are you able to get
tickets to Deadmau5?
I don't know. We'll see.
Please, Pez Daddy. I really want to see them.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, but that's not the way you definitely ask for tickets to anything. But,
I'm just being funny. I'm not being literal, but I do want to go.
Your jokes are like eczema.
Thank you.
We got to ask Carly for tickets.
I'll ask her.
Bro, if you don't shake
it's
my hand.
It's all love change, baby.
That's my...
I can't tell. But any final words? I'm just kidding. Any final words? We're 38 minutes in.
Who won the Super Bowl again? Remind me.
Usher.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
That's a good battle.
Swifty, do I like Usher better?
I think
those
Usher won.
I think you weren't even moving because you were studying the dance moves. Like, hardcore.
No, because he actually came out with skates. How about that? Can you skate?
I want skate.
What?
You have to talk into the mic, actually.
You put your glasses on. You
change.
Can knock the microphone.
I can hear everybody.
Sneakers.
I don't need my glasses.
Sneakers
I'm Ray Charles right now.
Are they safe, though?
This is
what
probably
are
the
reviews?
Worst.
To everybody that's watching and listening, thank you. We are 38 minutes in.
You're officially
now
canceled.
Change sees why I hold up my finger during the show, because even though it looks bizarre, we don't talk over each other. This has been
a
drunken fest.
He is black.
He doesn't follow
the rules.
You're canceled. You're canceled, fired, and arrested.
Yeah.
All in one night.
He's black. He didn't follow the rules.
Bitch, I still got my hair.
Oh, man.
All right,
I don't support
all right,
the words of Lughead.
Relax.
But... Oh, yeah.
Hey.
All right, we're doing a group picture right now. So if everybody logs into
Hoppy TV or whatever,
Hoppy TV, you can see everybody doing a picture.
Hoppy Joe.
We're going
Biden.com.
Live right now.
All right.
Make sure you have a fucking flash.
All right.
I think I blinked.
Hold on before we go.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing.
What do you want to say? Nothing bad.
If you're hoppy and you know it, clap your hands.
Hey!
If you're hoppy and you know it, clap your hands. Thank you for logging into the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy and David Pezza.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
And like that,